Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Wednesday, November 29th. The combination of typically cloudy weather and the very marginal positioning of Mercury and Saturn, extremely low in the southwest twilight near 4:40 this afternoon, will spell an end to viewing them, or perhaps better said, a pause before an easier display develops next January. Mercury is slipping quickly from view because its orbit is sending it between the Earth and the Sun. Not so perfectly aligned as to have Mercury cross directly in front of the Sun, but this means Mercury is at its closest to us by December 13th, and therefore it moves more quickly than during the rest of its orbit. 2 weeks later, Mercury is coming into view on the other side of night, in the morning twilight. Still moving speedily, the change develops quickly as it joins Jupiter and Mars in the morning twilight. In addition, the tilt of the Earth, combined with our orbital position in January, creates a steeper path for Mercury to climb, and therefore it will be higher above the horizon. At the same time, the lethargic Saturn barely moves. But because we are moving, it brings Mercury back toward Saturn's location, so that the two will be a bit higher and easier to view in mid-January. Thursday, we'll look southward at the lonely star Fomalhaut on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.